Section 5 of A Third Rubaiyat Miscellany. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. 20 Quatrains Rendered into English Verse by George Milner. 1. Orthodoxy. If I, in pearls of song, paid not thy due, at least I never from my face withdrew the dust of sin. So, mercy, Lord, I crave. For why? I never said that one was two. 2. Abnegation. Better in taverns tell my thoughts to thee than in the mosque, unthinking, bend my knee. Dread power! Just as thou wilt, burn me, or at thy side in heaven let me be. 3. Humility. So far as in thee lies, do not deride the helpless drunkard. Lay pretense aside. If henceforth in thy life thou seekest rest, with humble folk content thee to abide. 4. Tenderness. As in thee lieth, grieve not anyone. Let thine own anger burn for thee alone. Wouldst thou hereafter find eternal peace, fret if thou wilt thyself, but harass none. 5. Live for today. Tomorrow, then for thee no moon may shine. Make happy now this passionate heart of thine. Next moon may seek us long, but find us not. Drink with thy moon, drink now the fragrant wine. 6. The Quran and the Wine Cup. Men read the Quran slackly, now and then. Say, this is best, we'll read once more, but when? Ah, on the wine cup's rim a text is writ, which they will read again and yet again. 7. Oblivion. Wine and our drunken bodies, both are clear, but on the drinking bench no hope or fear. Souls, hearts, and garments reek with lees of wine, and earth, air, water are no longer here. 8. Friendship. Make but few friends in life, for that is best. If some be near, keep far away the rest. When wisdom's eye is opened, thou mayst find he is thy foe who leant upon thy breast. 9. The Jug. This jug was once a lover such as I, and with a fair one lip to lip did lie. This curling handle on its neck, an arm that round another's neck lay tenderly. 66. A Rejoinder. I saw a man who trampled on the clay, contemptuous, but I heard the trampled say, in mystic language, "Be thou very still, thou mayst like me be trampled on today." 72. Eternal Secrets. The eternal secrets are a tangled skein. Who would unravel them makes labour vain. Tyro and teacher, simpleton and sage, alike in abject impotence remain. 80. Spring. The breeze of spring is in the world again, and hope revives with soft descending rain. The budding boughs are white as Moses' hand, and Jesus' perfumed breath floats o'er the plain. 82. The Rosebud. Each morn bedecks the tulip's face with dew, and tender violets are bent downward too. But, best of all, the rosebud is to me, whose closely gathered skirts show nothing through. 83. The Empty Glass. Friends, when ye meet the waning day to crown with mirth and wine, remember I am gone. And as, poor helpless one, my turn comes round for drinking, turn a goblet upside down. 86. Follow me. If thou desirest him, this shalt thou find. Wife, child, and friend must all be left behind. Alone into the wilderness depart, and every burden from thy back unbind. 89. The Potter. Within the crowded market yesterday, I saw a potter pounding lumps of clay that said, in mystic tongue, "We were as thou, and thou shalt be as we. Deal gently, pray." 94.
The Chess Board.
Now I speak plain, not parables alone. Heaven plays, we are the pieces, naught is known. We're moved across the board of life, then fall into the box of nothing, one by one. 98. The Two Logs. Come, fill the cup, for day breaks white as snow, learn colour from the wine in ruby glow. Bring me two logs of aloe and make one into a lute, the other burn below. 101. Counsel. I give thee counsel, listen unto me. For sake of heaven, wear not hypocrisy. Hereafter ends not. Time is but a day. For that one day, sell not eternity. 103. Pots and Potter. Into a potter's shop I went last night, and saw 2,000 pots to left and right. Some spoke aloud, some sadly held their peace. But one, aggressive, cried with all his might, "Who makes the pots? That's what I want to know. Who buys us, standing in ignoble row? Who has the right to sell us? Tell me that. And when we're sold, where is it that we go?" End of section 5.